do we want to give our attention to other people living their lives, or do we want to give the attention to ourselves in our specific life, the one that we are living right now, and the one in which we want to cultivate and develop, filled with love in its core? Hello, and welcome back to yet another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. It is great to have you all here today. Something that has been on my mind that I can't ignore: controlling the noise. Now, with a world full of information at every corner that we take, it is imperative that we have strategies and methods for us to be able to silence the noise, to be able to tap into who we are and what we think beyond all of the messages that are constantly bombarding us. A few weeks ago, I recognized that I was spending far too much time behind a screen. I was ingesting all this information, and when I stepped away, I asked myself, what did I even learn or look at? And it was challenging for me to recall. This is when I knew that I needed to make a change. In that period, this required some reflection. I was spending far too much time on my screen, and I didn't like how it made me feel. I recognized that the screen time made me feel horrible. I was not proud of the week that I had, and I was really looking to create some change. I took a step back and had to ask myself, how do I want to use my screen time, but more importantly, my attention, to guide my years, months, weeks, days, and time that is so precious? Of course, as I always do, I went to my journal and really started to dive in. The first thing that I noticed is that I felt like there was truly just too much noise, that it was an overload, and I could feel my body being anxious and tight by all of this. On top of it, I was being sold to all the time. Whether we recognize it or not, all of these micro interactions that we have on social media and when we're going to different web browsers, everyone's trying to sell you something. And it is void of this human connection and spirit that we are trying to tap into in the first place. Now, of course, there are some beautiful creatives and spirits and family and friends online that are an exception of this, but we have to be really cautious with our attention and how we're spending our time. After reflecting on that week where I had a surplus of information and screen time, I really started to notice some patterns and trends. The most important thing off the bat is allowing myself to feel my morning. Not being distracted or taken away by the information or the latest happenings within the previous day. Giving yourself a moment to breathe and really feel that life force that is coming through you as you step into a new day is imperative. It is giving yourself a signal saying, hey, my time is sacred and important to me before I give my attention away to someone else. This is a really important point here, is that do we want to give our attention to other people living their lives, or do we want to give the attention to ourselves in our specific life, the one that we are living right now, and the one in which we want to cultivate and develop, filled with love in its core? So the morning, give yourself some time, deep belly breaths, allow yourself to sing, make a good breakfast, and wake up with the day. Being able to give yourself as much space from the noise will create a whole new world for you to explore. We'll talk about this more. An important concept here is signal versus noise. This was first introduced to me within my professional life. Signal is the truth, what you are looking for and what really resonates. It's the good stuff underneath all of the murky water. When we tap into our signals, we are tapping into alignment. And when we are in alignment, everything unfolds for us. Alignment, simply put, is following the path that is most right for you. And this is not defined or stuck in one place, but it is ever evolving and changing with you as an individual. Now for noise. Noise is all the fluff. Let's think about the noise of the news. In any moment, you can find a new headline, something breaking, breaking news, and you'll be able to be bombarded and taken away with the waves of information that are just waiting for you to give your attention to. All of this noise, so much of it. Noise is everything that doesn't serve you. Noise is distraction. So now that we recognize the difference between signal and noise, how do we really start to claim our attention back? Because that's the core of this. Before we dive any deeper, it's important to lay out a framework. Think of yourself as three layers. you have a superficial layer. You have your personal and relationship layer that you share with others. And then you have this underlying layer, which is yourself. The superficial layer is best represented with all of the different emails and online subscriptions that you have. It can be represented by a subscription that you agreed to years ago, and you haven't given much thought about it until this day. It's that reoccurring newsletter that you never even open, or it might be a piece of mail that you continue to get as well. Now we have the personal slash relationship layer. This embodies all of the people that we interact with maybe on a daily, weekly, or even a monthly basis. It's our close friends. It's our family. And it's people that maybe are acquaintance or that we're a part of some organization together. And now the most important layer is ourselves. This core being of who we are. Within each layer, we have subscriptions. We subscribe to different newsletters, as mentioned before. We subscribe to friendships and habits that we have with people and even family members. And within ourselves, we have particular subscriptions. Subscriptions to beliefs. Subscriptions to the way that we think about the world and ourselves. And all of these, without any challenge or reflection, can go on autopilot and take our time and energy away. More than just our time and energy, it can take our money as well. This is why it is so important to examine all of this. Before we dive in, I want to recommend a book. The title, Please Unsubscribe Thanks. I just got finished reading this book and it has truly transformed my life. I don't think it's any coincidence that when I stumbled upon this book in the bookshop, it was a few days after that week where I mentioned where I was just feeling so much noise from the constant bombardment. I knew that there was a change that needed to take place, and I stumbled upon this book, read the first few pages, and was immediately hooked. The author, Julio Vincent Gambuto, really does an incredible job of breaking down a lot of these frameworks and concepts that we're talking about here today, and dives into the impact that what he calls going into the dark well can make for you. So much of our society is subscription-based now. There's a reoccurring cost on a monthly basis, and we lose equity or ownership. Taking stock of all of these subscriptions and being able to work through what serve you and which ones you want to hold on to can free up time, energy, and money that is so precious, especially in a world that is constantly demanding more from you. A statistic that stood out to me. Cognitively, we can only manage up to 150 relationships. Now, think about the followers and the people that you are following online. Probably more than 150, collectively. Being connected to this many people, we are not wired for this. It is not natural, and our cognitive abilities do not support this. Yet, we constantly tap into hundreds, if not thousands, of people on a weekly basis, and are information overloading ourselves. This has damaging effects on our mental health. At first, when I read the statistic, I was alarmed. And then I had to ask myself, well, am I actually engaged with more than 150 people? My circle is quite small, and I love it that way. I have my family and my friends in a beautiful relationship. This online community that I'm part of inspires me at times. It enables me to be connected, share ideas, and learn from others. The issue is when this goes unchecked. I maybe sit on my screen for far too long and give up the ability for me to choose to do something else. Whether it's creating, whether it's going for a walk and moving my body, I am losing the opportunity to do something that is in support of me instead of taking away. And this noise is so good at capturing us. This noise understands our psychology. And the beautiful thing about all of this is that we have a choice. We can disengage. We can unsubscribe. We can take back our time and energy. Once we see the mechanisms at work and we understand the playground in which we're interacting with, we can disengage. We can pull back and we can evaluate what we want to interact with and where we can steer ourselves in a new direction. I laid out all of the noise so that we can see it properly for what it is, so we can define it, and that we are able to see it on a daily basis. Now for choice. This is where the dirty and the hard work is. Do you choose to step away? Do you allow yourself time to think, to be removed from your phone and notifications? Can you see how long you can go without a piece of technology? Start small. This doesn't have to be a grand thing. Maybe it's putting your phone on Do Not Disturb for the morning time. After that, seeing if you're able to go for the whole workday. There are small changes that we can make each day that can completely change the trajectory of our lives. Another choice that might be beneficial. Go through your inbox and unsubscribe to different newsletters and emails that you no longer wish to be a part of. After this, look at your commitments that you're making. Do they light you up? Do they fill you with joy, or are you caught in a loop? A core concept in all of this is that when we get distracted and we allow ourselves to get sucked into the noise, we get caught in these loops, an almost infinite loop. Unless we intentionally pull ourselves out of it, we will continuously be sucked into it. That is the nature of this subscription economy. We pull ourselves out of these infinite loops by disengaging, by examining the landscape of our lives and really taking inventory on what we have allowed to come into our awareness and what we can shed. When we break free from these loops, we open up time and space for us to create a new story for ourselves, to create a new reality, to create a whole new person if that's what you want. And when we do this, we calm ourselves. We're able to move in a direction that we choose because we now have the time, money, energy, and space to do so. If you examine the past year, how many loops were you caught in? How much of your time has been spent on a screen? How much money has been wasted on items that you don't even need? These loops that are broken enable for us to come from a place of love because we come from a place of consciousness. Instead of showing up for that weekly commitment with a friend, ask them, do you mind if we switch this to every other week? I want to re-examine the terms of how we're showing up for one another and be really intentional with our friendship. This weekly cadence isn't working for me. Online, renegotiate the terms in which you are showing up with yourself. Maybe only give 30 minutes a day. Our time is too precious. Truly think about the loops that you have within yourself. What are the beliefs that are holding you back? Am I worthy of love? Am I not worthy of love? What does success mean to me? How do I define success? And if I don't do blank, does this mean I'm a failure? There is so much to examine here, but the most important is that you give yourself the opportunity to question, what do I want my life to look like? And how do I reduce the noise to get clear on what that is? How do I create space for love to come in? And how do I reconnect with the people that I love most? From there, you can be an engaged individual with your family, your friends, and your community. You can span far beyond that and truly create an impact, one from a place of awareness and intention. Reduce the noise, tap into yourself, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, and give yourself the opportunity to break free from the loops that you find yourself in. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Seeking Stillness. I wish you all the very best.